USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Do they want to keep the government open or do they want to keep the borders open?
With a partial government shutdown looming again, top congressional Democratic leaders are to meet with President Trump at the White House at this hour. Senior counsel Kellyanne Conway saying the president's demand for billions of dollars to build a massive border wall will be the primary topic.
Border security, national security, the president's first and primary duty is to keep the American citizenry safe, and he's trying to do that here.
Ex-New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's name is coming up again as a potential candidate to replace John Kelly as White House Chief of Staff. Murdered Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi, victims of the Capital Gazette shooting in Maryland, a Filipino journalist and some jailed journalists are collectively named the Time Magazine Persons of the Year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort in the special counsel's office to be back in court later today, a status conference that will follow the special counsel Robert Mueller's report that accuses Manafort of concealing direct and indirect interactions with White House officials, a claim that Manafort denies. Hundreds of thousands of people are still without power after a late weekend storm that impacted six southeastern states, including North Carolina, where three people died.
An extremely deadly and dangerous situation in North Carolina. Democratic Governor Roy Cooper says at least three people killed in a massive snowstorm in his state.
A year's worth of snowfall or more fell in some places in little more than a day.
That report from USA Radio's Robin Walensky. Another big storm's developing that will again be affecting the central and eastern U.S. a little bit later this week. However, this one's expected to bring more rain than snow. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Military news now. It turns out some U.S. soldiers who've been stationed at the southern border will be coming home for the holidays. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
There have been roughly 5,400 active duty troops stationed along the border in recent weeks, installing wire barriers and protecting Border Patrol agents in California, Arizona, and Texas. Now, Pentagon officials say the active duty troops will begin leaving the southern border this week. The number of forces there will be going down to at least 3,000 by the holidays. President Trump having ordered the deployment of the troops in response to the caravan of Central American migrants that were moving towards the U.S. border. The number of migrants has been declining, and the military has finished much of the wire barrier placement that they began weeks ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A group of environmental protesters on Capitol Hill, USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Environmental protesters were on Capitol Hill pushing for what they're dubbing the New Green Deal. Former California Assemblyman Republican Chuck DeVore tells Fox News this is not a good deal for you.
I think that in America, though, with this Green New Deal, you're going to see indirect taxation. In other words, more subsidies, more taxes, more mandates and regulations. You're going to see more cost for fuel, and it's going to really hit the working poor and the middle class the most.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.